Let's get reaction to Wolf's budget address from House Majority Leader, Republican Dave Reed. Mr. Reed, thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
You're welcome.
At first glance, this budget proposal seems certainly closer to GOP values than the previous two that were offered.
Yeah, I think it really stands in stark contrast to how the governor started his term 2 years ago when he came before the General Assembly and proposed a $12 billion tax increase with over 100 new taxes in one form or another. You know, today I think represented a new starting point, a new beginning, and a new opportunity by taking the personal income tax and sales tax increases off the table, by being willing to have a discussion on restructuring and reinventing government. I think it gives us a much more realistic starting point this time around than we've had over the last 2 years.
And so how do you foresee that conversation going forward in the weeks and months to come?
Well, I think he put a lot of proposals on the table. I'm sure there'll be some proposals we agree with, some we disagree with. I'm sure we'll put some proposals on the table as well, along with our colleagues in the Senate. The appropriations hearing process will start within a week here, and we'll start to really flush out some of his ideas and see how we can accumulate other ideas as well to bring a final budget product, hopefully, before the end of June.
Governor Wolf said in part, and I quote, "The truth is the people of the Commonwealth have elected a Democratic governor and the most Republican legislature in modern history." No doubt. How do you anticipate your constituents in Indiana County will react to this budget plan?
Look, I think they are going to be very happy without a personal income tax or a sales tax increase. You know, the devil's in the details, and we have a responsibility to ask the tough questions both on policy and on the logistical side of merging and consolidating agencies. But overall, I think folks are interested in government operating more effectively, transforming to what we expect government to be in the year 2017, and focusing less on the cost of government within the bureaucracy in Harrisburg, and more on driving those dollars out to the folks actually implementing the programs and receiving the assistance that's needed in one form or another.
The governor says that form of merging and consolidating can save some $2 billion a year, but that's less than the projected deficit. Where do you foresee the balance perhaps coming from, if not in the form of new taxes?
You know, I think there's other revenue or potential revenue options out there as well. More movement forward on privatizing our liquor system could be a revenue source, $100, $200 million at a time. You know, so we think there are options available that, you know, we're going to have the conversation with the governor. We're going to enter into it with an open mind, and we would expect that he would do the same.
Your colleague, House Speaker Mike Terzai, specifically said he'd like to see more emphasis on privatizing government functions, encouraging school choice, and reducing state debt. Do you have specifics on your wish list going forward?
Look, I think we want to get a fiscally responsible budget done on time this year, bring predictability back to the budgeting process, address the major cost drivers within that budget, our correctional system, our pension system, our human service delivery system, and our educational system. And I think at the end of the day, what we want to do is make government more effective, more efficient, and more responsive in the year 2017. And, you know, of course, part of that discussion, I think, is the idea and the topic of how we fund our public schools with a local school property tax is an idea that a lot of our members, and I don't think it's just Republican, I think it's Democratic as well, have an interest in reshaping how we fund our public schools.
And of course, nobody would argue against delivering a budget on time. Good luck toward that end, and thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
House Majority Leader, Republican Dave Reed.